Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hi. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Smut Couch.
Hello.
It's good times.
What's up, everyone?
Yeah, there we go. I'm super tired. What's today up? I'm a little sleepy fella.
Wake up. I'm actually not. This is so random.
What?
I have something to say.
Okay.
This is so random, but I feel like my sleep has majorly improved. This is gonna sound like an ad. It's
for
not
you.
I wish it was. Have you heard about mouth taping?
Yeah, I've seen it around. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Is this a sponsored video? Or sponsored by mouth taping?
I wish. But I just want to say, if y'all aren't mouth taping while you sleep, you maybe should, because I feel like a new person.
Really?
I'm so serious.
I'm on the complete opposite end, just because of the traveling that I did to Colorado and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
No, I've been feeling fresh as a daisy.
Must all right, nice. Describe it for the people. What is mouth taping?
Mouth taping, y'all know what mouth taping is?
You take it's some duct tape and just...
Not duct tape. So, like, I don't know about you guys, but I have allergies. And so I always struggle, like, I'm
loser.
Snipply.
I'm just kidding.
I'm snipply. And so, like, you can buy this little tape that you put on your mouth so that you don't, like, mouth breathe. No one likes a mouth breather. If you're a mouth breather, sorry. But it's true. And this sounds like an ad, but it's not. I wish it was. If there's any mouth
right
tape.
How mouth breathing changed
I know.
My life.
Well, I just was, like, thinking about it. I was like, wait. And it's supposed to improve your, like, breathing over time. Like,
okay.
And it's supposed to, like, it's kind of crazy because it makes it so that your brain, because, you know, when you breathe through your nose, you get more oxygen to your brain.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. And
you
so,
say
like,
so.
It's true. And so, like, I feel like, I don't know, it's supposed to improve your sleep, to breathe through your nose and stuff.
Because you get less oxygen to your brain?
No. If you breathe through your mouth, yes.
Yeah. More oxygen to your brain if you breathe through your nose.
Yes.
Oh, got it.
Yes.
Got
it. That's true.
People say that I should mouth tape while I'm awake. So that's interesting.
Ew.
Just tape my mouth and so that I don't talk.
But anyways, it's kind of changed my life. So if you guys aren't mouth taping, you should.
Hop on that train. This was a public service announcement.
Yeah, I don't know why I decided to share that, but I just realized how like clear
awake
my nose
and
is.
Alive,
and yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the only thing that's been different.
Maybe
is it a certain kind of tape?
I bought one. Actually, I bought one off of TikTok Shop. Yeah. That we're now eligible for. So...
Oh, we are?
Yeah. As of this morning. Yeah, we got an offer from them today. I forgot to tell you.
Amazing.
But yeah, I don't know what the brand is, but maybe we'll start selling it on our TikTok shop.
Why not?
I don't know. Sorry, guys. That was so random.
Before the government bans it, might as well.
Yeah, that was so random. I just have been feeling lovely, and I think you guys should too.
You know, that's how we should start all of these, by just hyping up some weird new sleep thing that we're not sponsored for at all.
I'm down.
Just being like, hey guys, this is how I fell
or
asleep
anything.
The other day.
Let's talk about anything and then eventually.
Eventually we'll get
money,
to
money, please.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyways, you're tired for a specific reason.
I am.
You're tired.
So to those of you who watched our last episode, I said at the end that I was going to a Starfall ball, and that was in Colorado. We are based in Southern California.
In case you couldn't tell.
That was a bit of a flight. And I got to say, Fantastique Ball Collections, I think they
Fantastique.
Fantastique.
Sounds like plastic tiara.
They threw a pretty great ball, if I do say so myself.
Yeah?
Like, it was a lot of fun.
That's why Alexandros' hair is darker and why he has tattoos. Mm-hmm.
That's why I have... Yeah, these aren't real, guys. I promise. These are just the little resand cosplay.
They look real.
Moments. Thanks. They're not washing off, so that's great.
Oh.
It's just a little permanent thing now that I have to get to do.
LOL.
Let me see. Where are they? Yep, Fantastique Collection. That's what they were called.
So they like did they like rent out a space and put
there was like this ranch in Colorado.
Okay, ranch.
You guys, if you ever have the chance to and there's one like ever convenient or close by or like you ever want to take a little trip, I always strongly recommend doing it. This was a really good time. Like,
it's like fun because I mean we just went to the Ren Fair and that was so fun. It's kind of like that, but like
it was that,
more
but
specific,
like, fancier, and with an open bar, so it was a lot better.
The open bar, that's crazy.
And I was worried. So the tickets were pretty pricey, like over $200.
There it is.
That video back there. I think I'm at the very end.
You're
of that
in this video.
I mean, I think I'm at the end of it.
Okay, armor. That guy's serving.
So many people looked so great. Like I thought I was gonna be, like. Obviously, I'm gonna think I'm gonna be the hottest person somewhere, but that's a different video. I think
Phoenix Winter. Oh yeah, that
that's
was
a different
that
one.
Was
that's
last
from 2023.
Year,
huh? Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah. I live. So I went in a full little, like, just a black suit tux.
He was giving Reese
thing, essentially. So I dyed my hair, had some purple contacts.
Yeah.
Did the tats and stuff just to look a little spiffy. My girlfriend did Feyre.
Iconic
Starfall dress.
You ate great Rachel. Time.
The other people we went with were Bryson Hunt and Nesta and Acassian.
So
and
cute.
It was all great vibes the entire time. Mm-hmm. There was a little runway moment where we made the last moment of their little ad video.
Yeah. I saw the video. Nice. You guys ate.
Thank you very much.
You should post it if everyone's okay with it.
Yeah, I'll post it. Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was worried that, like, you know, either the food was going to be bad or like someone.
They fed you?
Yeah, there was food too. Yeah, it was
this
all included. That's
crazy.
Why I'm like, this was kind of worth it for the most part.
Okay.
Like, good vibes. And like, the lines for the drinks was never like crazy.
Open bar is wild. Was it like cocktails or was it
cocktails, fully set. Yeah, open bar.
Were there themed drinks?
Yeah, they had themed drinks. I was getting it was some type of mule with mango and it was supposed to be a mocktail, but I was just like, put vodka in it.
Period.
And yeah, it was great. A lot of fun. It was really funny because as the night went on, you couldn't see the purple of my contacts anymore.
Mm.
So I just looked like I had these massively, like, wide pupils. And somebody, like, just thought I was tripping, like, hardcore. And
I
was like,
that.
No, they're contacts.
That'd be a
I
wild
swear.
Place to be tripping. Mm-hmm. Low key. I have the craziest picture of you in here. I gotta
Uh-oh.
Find it.
Oh.
Did you see these?
I've seen a lot of the pictures. Yeah,
wait,
there were a lot throughout
it.
The night.
I have to find.
But let me just
see. This one. This photo, you don't look like yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, can you see?
Let me see.
Look at him. Who is that?
Wow.
Look, you look like a cartoon character.
Yay.
Yay. Wild. Anyways, were any of you guys there?
Huh?
Were any of you? I said, were any of you guys there?
If you guys were there, hope you had a good time as well.
Yeah.
I had a blast.
That's so fun.
I was running around. So many fun people. So many cool dresses and outfits there.
Mm.
Yeah. I have no complaints about it.
Period.
That's not true. I didn't like the salad. The salad at the start,
not
that was the
salad.
Only part.
Right.
But other than that, if the salad's all you can complain about, that's pretty good.
How fun.
Yeah.
I love that.
Really good time. So recommend going to a Starfall ball. I've been in my ACOTAR era.
Period.
Right now.
I love that.
Downloaded the audiobook just to listen to it on the plane.
Are you listening to the graphic audiobook?
Yes.
I didn't realize those were on Spotify. Did you know that?
They're on Spotify? No, I didn't. I just... got my month free of Audible, and I was like, all right, I'll just start binging this right
That's
now.
So
and I just downloaded as many as I could before it expires.
Good idea.
I'm poor.
Yeah. Anyway, well, in case you guys couldn't tell, this is going to be a chatty one.
Yeah, we're going to be yapping.
We're going to be yapping, not about anything particular, kind of about everything. Period. Wait, I actually want to ask you.
Oh.
Where are you in Bridgerton now, the show?
Where am I in Bridgerton?
Maybe possible.
I'm almost done with season two. I know
you were out of town.
Yeah, I was out of town. I was busy. And I got so mad. Spoilers for season two of Bridgerton. Skip ahead a few seconds if you haven't heard this. But I feel so bad for Edwina because that's so mean. That's so mean. Just and I'm like, I kind of get the ick for Antony.
No.
I don't know.
It's unfortunate all the way around.
I'm praying on his downfall now.
No.
I can't stand you proposing this girl that you don't want to marry.
I love Edwina. Yeah, sucks for her in that moment. But then it's like slay. Okay, whatever.
Here comes another bee sting. That's it.
Please.
Take that, Antony.
Yeah. Okay, anyways. So today we're going to be talking about hot takes.
Yes.
Bookish hot takes.
Mm-hmm.
Our hot takes. Your hot takes.
Let us know
everybody's
if
hot takes.
There's any that you disagree with or fully agree with as we go through these.
We asked on our Instagram for people to give their hot takes. But do you want to start with your hot takes or my hot takes?
Let's start with your hot take right now. Let's start with one of yours right now.
Here's what's funny is I was like,
go.
Let's do hot takes. And then I realized that I'm a person who doesn't really have hot takes. I'm kind of a person who enjoys
it. Like, I like it all.
No, literally.
I'll make up shit to hate.
Exactly. I'm like, and that's why I was like, I'm going to come in. Alexander's, he's a hater. So he's going to have a lot of hot takes. I guess he doesn't, but that's okay. Okay.
I got a few. I just don't know. how much time will fill.
This is a hot take, SJM, I think, hot take. And I think you agree with
me. SJM hot take. Okay.
I think, personally, that Crescent City and Throne of Glass, I don't know if you'll agree with me, actually, are both better than ACOTAR. Ooh, spicy, spicy.
I think...
Where do you stand?
I've said this before, that the first Crescent City is her best book.
That's what you've said.
Yeah, so I agree at some points with that. I think Throne of Glass overall is a better series than ACOTAR, just because I think the story comes together a little bit better.
Yes.
But I think the weakest parts of Throne of Glass and Crescent City are much worse than the weakest parts of ACOTAR.
I
think ACOTAR stays consistently
higher,
as opposed to if you read Throne of Glass, Crown of Midnight, and Crescent City 2 and Crescent City 3, like, those are not great ones to get through.
I hear you. But I don't know. I really love... I finished ACOTAR, and I was like, that was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. I still have to choke. Sorry. I finished...
Your subconscious knows you're lying.
No, I'm not lying. I finished Throne of Glass, and I was like, that is one of the favorite... My favorite series that I've ever read.
No, it was very good. Yeah, that's why I say, like, for overall series, I'd agree, but I think the weaker points are much lower.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then Crescent City, I think when it's really strong, it's really strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And
it's
think
such
that
a cool world that it's like,
exactly.
It's tough. So that's why it's kind of weird that...
I'm sorry, I'm struggling over here.
She kind of... No pun intended, that she kind of choked it a little bit with this series.
Right. But ACOTAR, I think ACOTAR is so fun, but I get a little bored. Whereas I don't think I get as bored with the other things. You know
I can
saying?
See that. I can see that.
Upon rereading.
Oh, if you had to reread them? Yeah.
Because I've been redoing most of ACOTAR, and I kind of am like, nah, I don't care.
I will say, I was getting kind of bored with ACOTAR. My favorite part starts at Under the Mountain, but I think that's pretty consistent with how most people feel about ACOTAR,
totally.
And that's when I lend my copy out to everyone. It's always just like, dude, what is this boring thing? I'm like, just get to this little festival and then get Under the Mountain. Then all of a sudden they're like, oh, yeah, no, I like this.
Period. And I think I just care for... I'm still struggling over here, sorry. Sorry, everyone. I care more for other couples than Feyre and Rhysand. Mm. I care about Rune more than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But I care more for, like, even Hunt and Bryce. I care more for Rowan and Aelin. I don't care as much about, no offense. I mean, I love it. I'm like, work.
Yeah, it's not like I just dressed up as Rhysand for a ball or anything. That's crazy.
Yeah, sorry, not my guy. Like, love it so hard for everyone who loves it. It's just, and I do love it. Like, I'm not saying I hate it.
Yeah.
It's just not my most favorite.
No, that's what's crazy.
And
I don't think it's that hot of a take.
I think so too. Because I also don't really care for Feyre.
Mm.
I don't hate Feyre.
There's been a lot of Feyre hate building in the community.
Yeah, I don't hate Feyre.
Even like in our messages, people were kind of like, I'm so done with Feyre. And I'm like, yo, hold on. When did this start? I thought we were all vibing with Feyre.
And I don't dislike Feyre.
Little Miss can't read.
Yeah. I don't dislike Feyre. I just know that I like Bryce and Aelin more. You know?
Okay.
And I even like Nesta more, to be honest.
That's fair. Nesta grows on you a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm just a hater of Nesta since... This is my hot take. Should I pick
my
hot take right now?
Yeah.
I think people would be able to swallow like Nesta being a likable character if she just chopped that wood in the first book.
Yeah, I don't
All she had to do was chop wood, and all of a sudden, I would like her book. A lot more.
Like,
I would just be like, I want you to stay drunk and depressed. That's right. You deserve it.
Yeah. No, I follow you.
All she had to do. Like, I even support her being a hater for her dad, being like, yeah, I'm going to let us starve to death just so you can suck it. I'm like, respect it.
Period.
All right. But chop that wood.
Yeah.
Just chop that wood. That's
no
it.
Valid. Pull your weight a little bit, girl. Especially you're the oldest. Like, you kind of have to do some stuff, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, as an oldest sister, I'm like, girl, come on.
Yeah.
You know?
You'd chop that wood.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't leave it up to my sisters. Mm-mm. Okay, what else? Oh,
next
there are some... What?
Your next hot take.
My next hot take?
Yeah.
Should we go with, like, hot takes that have to do with each other? Or should we go...
We can just, like, go as it goes.
Okay.
You know?
My next hot take
When have we ever been, like, too serious about
that's
it?
That's true. My next hot take is... And I don't think this is that hot either. But it's okay to DNF a book. Do you push through books when you don't like them to finish it? You disagree?
I've read a lot of things that I don't like just because I want to be done.
Yeah, but why? Why put? That's what I think people.
I'll say you have to be past a certain threshold.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I'll let you finish.
Sorry. No, it's okay. I just think like, so a lot of people are like, I hate reading, and I always tell people, I don't think you hate reading. I think you haven't found stuff that you like to read, and you force yourself to read too many things that you hate.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just think you just haven't found your thing, and you've been forcing yourself to like what everyone else likes, and you don't like it, therefore you hate reading. You know what I'm saying? I understand not having the, like, capacity, like, the, like, if you can't sit down and you struggle with, like, focus, that's, I understand that. But I think that if people found books that they liked, they'd read more.
Yeah, it's the same thing with, like, food, you know? You'll eat what you like.
Yeah. But, like, if you don't like it, why put yourself through it? If I don't like a TV show, I'm not going to keep watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are wacky about books a little bit.
I'll say that, like, depends on how far in you get. Like, I stopped reading Blood and Ash because I got, like, 5 chapters in and I just wasn't feeling it. But I also think I was hitting the end of my hyperfixation on reading for a bit. So I definitely should go back and start reading it again. Apparently, they're phenomenal. Apparently, Castiel and Poppy are where it's at.
Okay.
I just couldn't do it, and I fell off.
That's valid.
But I think that if you're at least halfway through and you're still, like, not really feeling it, I think that at that point, usually what I do is I just push through. I'm like, because sometimes, especially with a lot of fanfics, that they won't be good, but then they'll do something interesting at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just read one where it did that. Like, I won't say what it's about or anything too much just because I didn't like it that much. I don't want to be shitting on it.
Period.
But, like, the ending happened. I was like, oh, that's an all right ending. All right. Yeah. You kind of recovered there a little bit with something interesting.
I understand. I just am like, why am I going to put myself through it? You know? This is one of my famous DNF stories. DNF meaning did not finish, in case you don't know. Spoilers for Looking for Alaska by John Green.
Oh no, my favorite book that I haven't read.
I read Looking for Alaska and I never finished it because when that bitch died, Alaska in Looking for Alaska died, I threw the book and I was like, I'm done. I was over it. I can't do it anymore. You know what I'm saying?
No, not if like you're reacting that emotionally to it.
I was like, I literally was like, I'm pissed. I can't. And I've never finished it to this day.
That's crazy.
And that was probably like,
I might have to disagree with that
13
one. If you're
years
feeling
ago.
That much about it, then.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was so mad. Whoa. Hello? You're
breaking your mic there.
It was falling. Am I okay?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're okay.
Good.
Yeah.
See, that's why you should finish it. Everything else is falling down around you.
Yeah,
now,
no,
now
it wasn't my gag, everybody. I just, if I'm pissed, I'm pissed, and I'm not going to finish.
All right, I respect that mentality. Yeah. Like, I don't want to.
No,
that's it.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned Alaska, that reminds me. Have you ever read the Percy Jackson series or the Heroes of Olympus, the sequel series?
I've started it. I think I read the second one. And okay. I was over it.
The second one involves Alaska for Heroes of Olympus. And that's why that made me think of that. Because I just started rereading Heroes of Olympus. And it
got... Did I read that?
Son of Neptune.
I can't remember now. Mm. I think I did. Wait, let me look at my
Goodreads. Fake fan, as a Percy Jackson stan, and
I've never claimed
connoisseur.
To be a Percy
Jackson. No, as me. As
okay,
one.
Okay, okay, okay.
I have to say, that's very disappointing to hear.
I'm sorry.
So I just started rereading it and it got me thinking for the hot takes that this might be one that either people agree with or don't. I think book boyfriends peak at Percy Jackson. No one can beat Percy Jackson as a book boyfriend. You just can't do it. Can't do it to me, for me. He's the best
so
one.
Young.
No, because he was 16 when I was 16. So he's still my age. Technically.
That's valid. That's valid.
He's still technically older than me. I was 10 when he was 15, technically.
True.
So he's technically older than me.
Why do you say that?
I think because now that I'm rereading The Heroes of Olympus, which is kind of a Percy Jackson hype moment, because you get to see him through other people's POVs, I was thinking, I think he could probably, this is the hot take part. I think he could probably beat most of the characters in the Sarah J. Maas universe. Peak Percy Jackson.
Oh, no, I've never read those. I read The Trials of Apollo.
Oh, you
and
skipped
I got...
that whole series. All right, yeah.
Was I supposed to read that first?
Heroes of Olympus comes first, yeah.
I think I'm just stupid.
So. Yeah, okay.
Sorry. Anyways, go ahead.
And my thought is that all these other book boyfriends that I always see of people I happen to be like, who's stronger? Zayden, Rhysand? Ooh, and I'm always just like, well, start as Rhysand stronger than Zayden. That's an easy pick right there.
Uh-huh.
But two, I think Percy Jackson solos.
I mean, hi God, yeah.
I think, yeah, literally.
Yeah. It's, I can.
That's it.
Vibe with that.
Peak Percy Jackson with his Styx powers and everything like that. Yeah. He's winning.
Period.
He's winning that.
I like it. I guess that I'm really behind on my
Percy. Yeah, I thought you were a bigger Percy Jackson fan. I'm sorry.
I thought I was
more,
too.
This would have been more discussion.
I've read all of the like originals, but I, and you know what? Because I was big into it for a moment. Mm-hmm. I reread them all last year and I was like big into it. And then I was like, wait, I was like Googling which series comes next because there's so many series. And I think I got led astray.
Oh.
Yeah.
Darn.
I know. Because I wanted to read the new one.
You got to come to me when it comes
to
Greek
mythology. I know. I should have asked the source. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
The authentic.
Yeah.
The root.
Period.
Of mythology.
Okay. Wait. Okay. I have another hot take. I am sorry if this is offensive to anybody. I am so not interested in mafia or billionaire romances.
Yes. I agree.
I couldn't be less interested.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And we actually had someone in our thing say the same thing. And I was like, period, I said that too. Mm-hmm. I just, okay, because I don't need all my romance to be fantasy. I don't need just romance. But I love just a romance. Like Emily Henry is like one of my favorite authors.
Mm-hmm.
But I've like mafia. I don't like, we've said this before, I don't like major power imbalances. When it comes to like
a relationship
yeah. And like especially like when it's so human,
yeah,
you know, like, what
they're
I'm
just
saying?
When it's just a normal dude that like is a little nepo baby that made little trust fund,
yeah, I don't like it.
Okay,
like Neon Gods, that's why that was not my gag.
Yeah, Neon Gods wasn't my bag for a bunch of reasons, but
no.
Like I think it's the same reason why someone like 50 Shades of Grey, which is like the biggest
I read
one,
that
I think,
when I was like 15.
When we're talking about it, yeah, the billionaire.
Yeah, it's
just thing. I'm just like, I think I hate the rich. I don't know.
That too. But I'm like, it's giving boring. It's giving.
Yeah.
And like the mafia, I'm like, I don't really care. Mm. Don't come after me, but I don't really care. You know?
Yeah, I
if
do.
If it's not magical or if it's not like coming of age, dealing with like things.
Sure,
I'm like,
yeah.
Because I'm a big literary fiction stan.
Mm-hmm.
Most of what I read actually is like lit fic, so like big books that aren't heavy on plot but are super heavy on like character development and characterization.
Okay.
And all that kind of stuff. That's what I love to read. That's why I love Sally Rooney, and I think even Emily Henry kind of dips into that, even though she is contemporary romance. You don't really get that with books like that. And listen, we are obviously so here for the smut, and I understand that that's what those books usually are there to carry, but me personally, I need a bit more of like an emotional like character arc to care.
That can pivot me into my hot take.
Please take it away.
I know you said we're here for the smut, and I know that we're the smut couch, but my hottest take is going to be I don't really care about smut. I honestly, I like the
change
build
the
up. Yeah. the meh couch.
Okay.
It's okay. What I mean by that is that there are some, like, so many times that, like, a scene just will kind of start dragging on when it gets to that content.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just kind of start skimming through. I'll just be like, no, all right, cool. I get up. She's still breathing in a pillow. Cool. All right. Let's keep on flipping on through. I'm much more inclined towards, like, the scenes of, like, oh, and their fingers brushed or something like that.
Well, yeah.
I like the buildup to
the tension.
The tension.
The
yeah,
tension
yeah, exactly.
Is a lot of times
it's
more,
so much better.
I know. Yeah. I fully
so
agree.
That once they've, you know.
Yeah. Then
once they've banged, I'm like, all right, well, can we just start skipping through these scenes now? It's like taking up a lot of this stuff. I want to see where this plot's going now. So I'm kind of the opposite, where like I like the plot.
Yeah.
Better than like, and I'm like, oh, and they've kissed. Okay, there they go.
I'm not saying
they're
don't like
plot. They're still smooching. Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't like plot. I'm just saying that I want the characterization too. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes there's like a plot happening. That's what I feel like can happen with like Neon Gods. I was like, okay, well, who are these people?
Yeah,
that's
I
what
no
we were
clue,
saying
yeah.
the whole time. We didn't understand who Hades was. I want clear and concise characterization, you know?
Yeah.
And I need everybody to be in a different spot at the end than they were in the beginning.
Yes.
You know, I need an arc.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Plot is slay. I obviously want plot, but I just want it to mean something. Because what's plot without the journey, like the internal journey? What is the plot for?
Yeah. There's no growth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're kind of getting really smart right now.
We're so
good. You guys feel like we're really smart?
My brain.
I feel like that was kind of really smart.
The dye has seeped into my brain.
Me too.
And it's just really like,
wow. Ooh,
increasing this
intelligent
flow. Oh. All right. Do you got one or should I go again?
I have some more.
Okay. Let's hear yours.
Not everything has to be a series. I feel like a lot of books right now, a lot of people are trying to pump out the next
big series.
We're trying to pump out the next ACOTAR, trying to pump out the next Hunger Games, whatever. And
trying to get their bag, you know? So I respect the hustle.
Which I, like, so respect, but I also think that there's something, like, let's have other stories. Mm. It can be, like, just a one and done, you know? That's why I think I really gravitate towards this, like literary
contemporary things. Yeah,
yeah, because it's gonna be one contained story, you know. Okay. I mean, obviously, you love to hear, like, if you care about characters, it's lovely to see where they go. And I love there's a time and place for big epic sagas, and there's, you know, there's a time and place for that. But I also think sometimes we're forcing it.
Yeah, I think there's a huge issue in, like, the book talk or, like, book community, whichever one we want to call it right now, where a lot of these things are being stretched out, or, like, you see, I think it's why we see so many of, like, the same title and everything like that all over the place. Yeah. If it's like the Sword Queen, blah, blah, and it's all the swords with crowns and flowers and stuff. And it's all, like a trilogy and something. And in reading some of these, and I'm not going to listen to anyone because I don't want to be like a hater.
We're not trying to shit on anything specific.
But as the generalization, it's that some of these are just really scraping the bottom of the barrel and not really doing anything new. And I would much rather some of these authors, like, I get that, once again, I get it. It's a business. You're doing what the trend is. The reason why it's happening, there are so many of these same titles and covers, is because it's what's selling.
Yeah.
But get one bigger story in there then, if anything, and have it be better than, like, this kind of, like, two-dimensional style
of
thing.
To kind of veer off of that, though, that's kind of what a big conversation I've been seeing on TikTok is about book talk and TikTok's influence on the, like, book, literary world and, like, literary business. It's very interesting because people have been saying, like, book talk and TikTok is turning, like, books and, like, publishing basically into fast fashion.
Yeah, I think that's what was, like, happening with Fourth Wing, I think, is that it was pumped out, and that's why there were so many problems with its production.
Which I think is valid, but I think that is such a double-edged sword, because people are like, book talk is making, like, TikTok is making book, like, whatever, it's fast fashion, it's bad, it's this and that, which, like, I can see there's a lot of overconsumption in books right now, I feel. Yeah. There's a lot of people just buying books to buy it that have, I'm guilty of it. I buy things just to have them all sitting on my shelf that I don't read. Yeah. But we're, like, making more because of TikTok. This is an argument. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we're making more than we need, essentially, because things are blowing up and whatever. And while I think that there's that validity in that argument, I also think that book talk is also a kind of a blessing, because people saying that, like, the reading is dying and, like, publishing world is dying, I don't know about that, because the more it's shifting.
And that's always going to happen.
Exactly. And I'm talking to more, and maybe it's just the nature of this, but even just at work, more friends than ever are reading.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Especially our age.
My beat up copy of ACOTAR that I just got back is any
indication.
That Miss Girl is getting passed around.
Right.
She's getting used and abused. I
know. It looks
my copy
crazy.
Of ACOTAR is so fucked up, guys. You have no idea.
But, like, I can understand. That's just what I want to say. Like, I can understand people saying that it's kind of the overconsumption, whatever. But, like, there's also the positive.
Yeah.
But also, let's create some quality over quantity, people.
It's the same thing that's happening, and I'm sorry about this tangent, guys, but it's the same thing that's happening, like, in Hollywood
I'm not sorry.
Right
this
now.
Interesting.
where, you know, these massive overflated budgets for movies are getting pumped out and then no one's going to the theaters to see them. One, movies are just really expensive and I can just wait for streaming that I'm already paying for anyways. But it's this type of thing. And I saw a very interesting TikTok that was like, you know, the industry is really going to have to shift in the next few years. Otherwise, these studios are just going to keep getting beat down over and over again, not realizing why. But it's something about, you know, stars are making $50 million for showing up in this movie. Like, The Rock, I think, is getting paid $50 million for his Amazon movie. And it's like, who's worth $50 million showing? Like, I'm not going to watch this movie because The Rock's in it. Like, personally, that's, I'm not going to watch this movie at all anyways. But like, clearly I'm not the market. But a lot of these, there needs to be a huge look at, like, the entertainment industry overall, whether it's books, any form of content, honestly. Because what's going on is not working, and we're all feeling that. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of burnout is happening just in the world in general.
And there's so much, there's more
no escape.
There's more free entertainment now than ever. Like this, for example, that we're, you know, the internet is free entertainment. So why are people wanting, why do people want to pay?
You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting. It's
Certus, I never want to pay ever. That's
Guys,
never mind. I'm not going
to. Yeah, don't say what you're about to say. Okay, this is my last one from me. And it is that teenage girls are the backbone of the literature world.
Yes. Okay.
Period. And I don't think that's a hot take.
Every industry.
Exactly. And y'all need to put some respects on their check. Okay. Everyone makes fun of teenage girls. I've gone on this tangent before.
Never mind. I'm not going to finish that joke. Never mind. Go on.
Everyone makes fun of teenage girls. Whatever. But teenage girls are the ones showing up to the movies. Teenage girls are the ones buying the books. Teenage girls dictate, and I'm 28, but I am lumping myself into this. Don't get it twisted. I'm a teenage girl on the inside, and you guys know what I'm talking about. Teenage girls, okay? Like, we are 28, but like, teenage girls and like, the girly pops, I guess I should say. Why are you laughing?
It's just the way you keep going. Never mind.
I'm like, fuck, I'm old. But we like, dictate, and we meaning like, I was a teenager during like Twilight. We dictate what is...
Yeah, it's the same thing where, like, Hunger Games popped off as well.
Hunger Games, teenage girls. Twilight, teenage girls.
That's why we had that whole dystopian movie era, teen dystopian, with, like, Hunger Games, Divergent, Maze Runner.
Exactly.
Teenage girls.
Fantasy is the biggest thing in the world right now because of teenage girls.
Mm-hmm.
Period. We need to get... I'm not going to say what I was going to say. But, like, these movies,
Get a teenage girl as a CEO right now.
Well, get the teenage girls as a CEO, but get... You need to figure out how to get the teenage girls into the movie theater. You need to figure out how to get the teenage girls buying your books again. Then you're set.
Yeah.
They dictate pop culture.
That's the market.
Period. Yes. Period. And I am one, even though I'm a 28-year-old teenage girl, okay? Those are my hot takes. I don't think that a lot of them are really hot.
One you got passionate about, though.
The teenage girl inside of me always, you know.
Mm-hmm. She's still fighting for her movie to be made. Not like about you, but like the one that you wanted when you were a teenager. You're like, this book needed to be made.
Well, I mean, true, but I also, Twilight is so my thing. What?
I can talk about another hot take that just popped into my mind that I did have. When it comes to adaptations from books, like book adaptations, I don't think live action is the way to go.
Period.
I know that they were talking about the ACOTAR series that like got canceled because it was supposed to be on Hulu or something, and then the talks fell through.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. But I think that for high fantasy in general, anything that's going to involve a lot of special effects, unless you're going to have this Game of Thrones level budget for the sets, CGI, all that type, all the special effects and everything, it's going to look
bad,
kind of shitty. Yeah, that's, I agree. It's going to look cheap and crappy, and you're going to be and like, there's a place for Once Upon a Time. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But like, that's personally not ever what I want when watching something. Like this new Percy Jackson series that came out, circling back to that, is I think a good example of that, where I feel that, you know, when adapting things from a book, you should go animated because the budget can be used more fully.
Yeah,
in that
I agree.
You can take
your
time. You can do there are some really beautiful animation styles out there right now.
You know that they're readapting Twilight into an animated series.
They are?
Yeah.
They're doing it right then. Because this Harry Potter series that they're redoing right now, I think it's going to bomb so bad.
No one wants it.
I haven't seen a single positive thing about it.
Yeah.
Granted, it's still very early in the stages. And like, this is not to shit on anyone who's going to like get cast.
No, not at all.
That are just trying to get, you know.
I'm mad at the studios. I'm not mad at anybody.
But it's just one of those things that it's like, why would you do something that's like already going to be like tying your feet together mm-hmm. when like you could go for this whole new medium that you can really artistically explore and see this world really brought to life.
And could probably do you better like when it comes to like critical like reviews. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because I don't, this is kind of another hot take. I'm tired of Henry Cavill being the fan cast for every single fucking role.
Yeah, same.
I'm kind of, I love Henry Cavill. Don't get me wrong.
He's hot, but he's next.
Daddy, but like.
Yeah.
Let's mix this up a little bit. He's not Reese and Cassie and Tam. I like those bits where it's just Cassie as everything.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you. Like,
and it's, so for like an ACOTAR series or anything in like in this universe, they should absolutely pursue animation because there's no way that any of these random men are going to fit our like idealized versions of these characters.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I like, I think that's why we like fan art so much when we're scrolling through Instagram.
Yeah.
It's kind of better than just some dude.
I agree.
Yeah.
Period. You ate
on
with
the
that.
CGI screen. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And some people hate that though. Like I brought that up to people and they're like, no, I can't stand watching.
Why not? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. No. Have you all seen Howl's Moving Castle I Live?
That's a great time. He's hot. Miyazaki.
Yes.
Of all stuff.
Period. Got more hot takes?
What else is there? Yeah. I've got to, like, I can just keep going unless you wanted to.
No, I'll
know
mine.
Me. I will yap and never let anyone get
yapping. Do you give us a few more and then we'll go through what people say?
Sounds good. I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but it's this current meta of book titles of like the joke one is a bowl of mac and cheese.
I've never heard you that. That's so funny.
The fantasy format is a blank of blank and blank.
Right.
Which means that a bowl of mac and cheese fits
that's
that
so good.
Outline, like a court of thorns and roses. A bowl of mac and cheese.
That's so good.
And it's all these things of like the fallen court of doves or whatever.
Right,
like
right,
these are
right.
Just like if you like AI generated all of these things, you'd
they
be
all
able to
sound
find.
A little AI.
And it's all the titles and covers have like swords and flowers and rose. And like when we were covering Powerless, mm-hmm. And I was telling some of our friends at work about like, oh, this is our next one. They're like, oh, I haven't heard about that one. What does the cover look like? I'm like, kind of looks like everything. And then some guy sitting on the couch is like, I'm gonna guess what it is. It's got a sword and some brown leaves, and we're like, no, they're green leaves. Like, oh, okay, cool. Like, just the primary colors.
Yeah, they all look the same, totally.
But this is something that, like, every industry kind of gets into. I know this isn't our audience's cup of tea, but, like, manga as, like, a type of book, they hit a new, like, trend where they don't have titles anymore.
Oh.
They just have, the author just put a description as the title.
Oh.
So, I kind of want to do this for, like, but it'll be something of, like, that time I got reincarnated as a slime or something like that. So for like the book comparable version to that would be for ACOTAR or something like that. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that time I accidentally killed a fey and now I have to and I get kidnapped by High Lord or something like that.
Yeah.
And that would be the title for A Court of Thorns and Roses instead.
That's so
that's
funny.
Like the equivalent.
That's like there's a book called what is it called? The Time I Something a Demon. Something a demon. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But there's a book like that.
Oh.
Some books are starting to do that.
That's kind of, and I kind of like the shit posting aspect.
Time I got drunk and married a demon. Time I got drunk and fell in love with a demon.
Yeah, it'd be something like
that's
that.
That's what it is, I think.
Yeah. I think another one would be like they both die in the end or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's like still like in technically a title. Mm-hmm. Like Court of Mist and Fury is that time my fiance locked me up so I married his arch nemesis or something.
I love it.
And I kind of want to do that for all of them.
Yeah.
And like, that
you
could actually,
start doing
I
that
should post those
bit.
Or something
like
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's actually, yeah, but like,
good idea.
We just need some new type of trend for titles right now and covers.
All the same. The time I got drunk and saved a demon. See?
Gotcha.
I hear that is great.
I love that title.
I've heard that it's really fun.
But like, that hooks me a little bit more just because I feel like it's going to be silly vibes.
Right.
Which I guess that might not be what the authors are going for, but currently this...
No, that one's supposed to be silly vibes.
This meta of just the queen of swords and...
Shadows.
Whatever, you know. Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
It's just not sparking joy anymore. And I think there was a time where like it could have, you would have been like, ooh, but now that there's so much saturation out there, I think we need something new.
Switch
and I don't
up,
know what
maybe.
It's going to be, whether it's like one word titles or just a whole synopsis on the title.
Yeah, we need to go somewhere. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Good one.
So what would you, how about this? What would you rather have as the new cover meta? instead of swords. And
well, listen, to be honest, I'm a sucker for those like vintage romance books with the pictures of like the guy and the girl. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, like with the actual photos of like the guy's abs and stuff like
that. Yes. They're just like cheesy, like you know you're getting into the like what were those called? The like
the 90s romance.
The 90s,
like
that. There's something print, something mass something printed books. Those I love those.
Mass print.
The original, yeah. Mm-hmm. The original Bridgerton covers are so cute.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Like just stuff like that. I love those.
I hate movie covers on books or like series covers.
You hate tie-ins?
Like
the movie tie-ins. Is that what you mean?
Is that what they're called? Mm-hmm. Like when the cover is
like
from
my
the
Bridgerton book.
Yeah, the Bridgerton book that we just did where it was like
yeah.
The actors for it. I hated that. I hated it when they did it with The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings and stuff like that. I'm like,
I kind of think it's fun.
Give no. Oh, then we disagree about it. Finally, we disagree about something. Look at us. Fun.
I think like, but maybe that's just me wanting to buy everything.
I don't.
But
then that'll be a hot take for me is that I hate that.
I like
think
it because
so
I want
lazy.
Both. I'm like, it's fun.
No, I want cool artwork and like inspired from it. That's not part of.
I feel you.
The studios.
But thing. Am I going to treasure my Romancing Mr. Bridgerton copy with Nicola Coughlan and Luke Newton on it?
Yeah.
For my whole life.
Okay.
For my whole life. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I do hate. This is an hot take. Everyone feels this way. When there are stickers on it that. First of all, when they're not removable.
Oh,
that's
yeah, when it's like
so
now
annoying.
On Netflix or something.
That is
like
so.
That,
when
like,
it's like a copy, like a normal copy, now streaming, I'm like,
get that
boo.
Off.
Or when the stickers are so hard to freaking take off.
I'm kind of a god at getting those stickers off. I'm
are
not
you?
Gonna lie. Yeah, I don't know how, but
I'll next time.
I just take my time and I'm just bring them to work next time. I'm just being.
Yeah, it's so annoying. But
it's
I don't
like
think that's
using
a hot
take. Just like stay on target.
Yeah, it's giving. It's giving drama, but yeah, I think we should go back to the like 90s mass printed.
That's what you like. Books. I completely disagree. I will always. I don't know what I want. Like, I think something unique from
unique?
The world that has been built there. Like, if the world that has been built by this author is the exact same as every other one, that's already a sign that like there's no real need
mm-hmm.
to read it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if there's something. Like, for the book that I'm writing, like, stars and skies are a huge...
Like, you're telling me you don't love that?
That's...
The blind and buttonless horseman, that's crazy. He never watched where he was going because he couldn't see.
That's got to be fake.
See, I love
that.
That
has to be fake.
Carol, you ate with that.
There's no way.
That's crazy.
That's so funny.
Oh, you guys, if you're not watching this,
maybe that has to be the new meta, just good vibes in the title. I'm just like, this is fucking stupid, but
exactly
we love it.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's when it's stupid, I'm like, yes. That's so good. And like in terms of like contemporary romances, I'm sick of these little cartoon covers. I'm sick of them.
I'll take that over like at least it's like some type of unique art or some
when
like,
it's unique, but all of them look the same.
How about this? How about our artwork? What do you have to say about our artwork?
Because that doesn't
cutesy
look...
contemporary, no?
No, I think ours, Trent, well, because those look all like AI generated.
Oh, I see
you
what
know
you,
what I'm saying.
I'm never mind.
This
I know what
is,
you're
this
talking about now.
Like fully hand drawn by Trent.
Yeah, this is a hand drawn by our friends.
Yes, of us. But though when it's, I, you know what I'm saying? When they're like faceless and like it looks like it's traced off of another photo, I hate it.
Yes,
that.
I understand what you mean. Okay.
Like all the Tessa Bailey
books. I'll say a title that did something a little bit different. One of the covers for Bride, I think, did it a little bit better. But I think Bride also had one of those faceless mm-hmm. covers that you don't aren't a huge fan of. But like the one that I had was just of like her dress or something like that. And I think that was something that was at least unique. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I always like, if anyone knows Olivia Blake, I mean, everyone knows Olivia Blake. She's iconic. And she's also a Hermione writer. I like always like her
Which
book
one did
covers.
She write?
Clean.
Oh, okay. Clean. Those. We have to do Clean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she, all of her books have really nice covers always.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah.
I like something unique. I just, that's how I'm with everything. I want something just a little bit different. Like, even though Bride, like, wasn't my favorite, it was written kind of sillily, and, like, I was able
different.
To chuckle
It was different. It was fun.
That's
it was
I
the
mean.
Perfect blend of silly contemporary romance and fantasy, which I think is something we don't get a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Period.
All right, should we go to the...
Yes, let's go to everybody's...
Let's go to some of the ones that you guys sent us on our Instagram.
Let me open it. Okay.
Go through.
I love how I was just looking at it and they all disappeared.
It's all right. I have them.
I got them. Okay. So here's a one. Fourth Wing is not worth the hype and high key a ripoff of Throne of Glass. And there's another one that says Fourth Wing is juvenile and all the characters are annoying.
People are hitting on Fourth Wing.
Is there
wing.
Another Fourth Wing one? I think those are the only two.
Those are. I have actually a funny story about this. One is that, like, I don't think it's a ripoff of Throne of Glass. Actually, I think there's a lot of things that do like tournament school type of stuff. So I'd be hard pressed to call that one a ripoff of Throne of Glass.
Yeah.
I do think there's nothing unique about Fourth Wing, and it's
yeah, I agree.
I also have to agree that I don't get why it popped off as much as it did after reading it. Like, I enjoyed the first one.
I still haven't read the second one.
Yeah, it was interesting. The second one took all the momentum out for me, and this one got me a lot of heat when I was talking about it. Like, dude, I did not like the second one.
I think nothing a lot happened. Of people didn't like the second one.
All of my friends, apparently, they were like, oh my God, I binged it like a day. But like,
that's why I haven't read it, because I've heard the exact opposite. But I can agree with you. I think Fourth Wing is fun, but I think it's nothing new.
Yeah, I liked it for what it was. Like, there, like, I was in my car after work one time reading the threshing, that's what it's called.
Where she gets
her dragons and stuff like that.
That was cool.
Yeah, I was reading in my car, just like binging through it. But a friend of mine the other day was reading it. And she was talking about how like she can't get through it, and like they just described Zayden as hot three times, and she was annoyed by that. And then another one of my friends across the room shouts, "Isn't it fucking dumb?" And like she was on her hater shit for
who
this
was
book.
It?
I don't know why. I'll tell you after. I don't know if they want to be mentioned on the podcast right here. They know who they are. But like, I was just sitting there like, oh my God, I've never like reacted this viscerally to it. She was like, I hate that this is a popular book. It's awful. And they were just dishing it out right now, being like, the writing is terrible. I'm like, and I just to defend, you know, success as like a monetary level, I was like, I mean, she got her bag.
She got
so
her
like
bag.
Clearly
good for her.
Clearly that's like, that's the goal here, right? Yeah. Making that money.
And I'm going to be here for anyone getting their back, truly and honestly.
Yeah, it's like, I'm trying to be there too, you know?
Yeah.
Make money.
But I agree. I can understand where you're coming from, Bestie. Juvenile, I think that's right. I think that this is also an interesting time for books, because I think the YA new adult thing, you know about all this, right?
Yeah.
How there's such like a thing of like, why new adult is basically YA just with smut.
You know, oh, is that? I haven't heard new adult.
New adult is basically, that's what ACOTAR is considered new adult. So is Fourth Wing, because they have like steamy.
Okay, as opposed to just
so
adult.
It's for people.
That's good. Yeah.
It's because the books are kind of made for people who are like 18 to like, I mean, obviously we're reading it, but 18 to like 20, in the 20s-ish, you know, for younger people. So they are kind of a bit more juvenile because they are touching their YA tropes and YA vibes, but with sex.
But just,
Yeah.
All right. I actually kind of like that. I like a new category being created. New adult, sure. Yeah, because young adult wasn't qualifying for it.
No.
And adult also.
Because
These
books aren't for kids. They're for older, but they are giving YA a little bit in that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, other
ones. This was a controversial one at the start here. Aelin from Throne of Glass is boring. There are so many people that like love Aelin.
I
so that's
disagree.
Interesting.
I prefer Aelin. I prefer Aelin over Feyre. I love Aelin. Truly. That bitch has been through it.
I always like characters when Kingdom of Ash, spoilers potentially, just when they go through it.
Yeah.
If you guys have read Kingdom of Ash, you know she goes through it. I like characters
when
they're never happy.
Locked in.
Take it off. Take it off.
Take it off.
Yes. Take it off.
It hurts.
How do you trigger a fandom? Which is one word.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Oh, it's so sad. No, I respect your opinion, but I disagree. I love Aelin. And which, I mean, we can go to our besties. Our friend said, Feyre doesn't deserve anything good because all she does is complain. She do be complaining. This person.
To be fair, she's got a lot to complain about. I'd fucking hate my life if Nesta was my sister.
Work. But
to deal with that, no.
That's our friend Kristen. I don't think she'd mind me saying her name.
No.
She sent me like a 3-minute long voice message the other day talking about how much she hates Feyre.
That's a lot.
It was so funny. She's like, the whole time, she's like, I get it. She's depressed. I get it. She's upset. But Also, Kristen, thank you for literally watching. She watched all of our episodes.
Amazing.
Yeah, like in like.
That's why we days. Hit 10,000 listens. Yeah, because it was all Kristen. Kristen. Guys, we passed 10,000 listens recently, so thank you so, so much to everyone who's been coming along to listen. Yes,
thank you.
Whether you're just checking out one episode or sticking around for all of them.
Yeah, it's slay.
It helps us out so much. You have no idea.
Mm-hmm. But she was saying like, she's like, yeah, all this bad stuff keeps happening to her, but all she does is dwell on it. And I was like, no, I feel you. And I did say to her, I was like, no, I think that's kind of, a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people are kind of like, yeah, okay, Feyre. Especially in like Mist and Fury. But when she's like, I don't want to be here. She's like, I don't like anybody here. And like Rhysand's like showing her, this was her example. Rhysand's like showing her, Velara showing her around. And she's like, I couldn't care less. Like, bro, you're in this like beautiful place. Be happy a little bit, you know. But I get it. Trauma.
She's going through it.
Trauma.
Okay, yeah, I can kind of understand why people are like, against Feyre for like a lot of things, because like she doesn't always do something that's like conducive to liking her.
Yeah. To wrap up the ACOTAR adjacent ones, someone also said that they think that Elaine will end up with Tamlin.
I've seen this theory around.
You have?
Yeah, because she's very springy and stuff like that. People, I saw one that I didn't agree with because they were saying that Lucien was lying about her like, being his mate.
Yeah.
But apparently everyone else sensed it too, so it would have to be like a full retcon if that's the case. And like, I hate retconning so much. Yeah. I'm all for pivoting, if anything, and like coming up with some other reason. But I always hate when writers just like, and that's one of the reasons why I'm always like getting pissed at Sarah J. Maas, because it's always just like, she's like, so that's kind of solved itself and stuff like that. Like anytime she's hyping something, I'm almost just like,
bruh. Yeah,
girl, I respect just writing what you want to write, but also like don't hype something up then. Don't go down this route if you're just gonna be like, never mind.
I feel you. I feel you there.
But I don't think she's gonna end up with Tamlin. I don't think that's so a really weird.
I think that'd be so bizarre. Yeah. But I love that thought that you have, my dear bestie. Another one on here is, I'm so over the mind speaking power between couples. Please just communicate. Lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does happen a lot. I'm a little sick of it.
I kind of was done with it in a... You haven't read the second fourth wing, Iron Flame. Do you mind if I spoil a scene?
No, I couldn't care less.
Iron Flame, potential spoilers with the throne room scene. Just while Zayden's doing some fun things with Violet on a throne, she quickly finds herself in his head.
Yeah.
While he's given some head.
I think that's kind of slay.
No, but I was reading it. I was like... Because, like, the way it was written was just kind of weird to me, at least. I was just kind of reading it. I was just like, what? Okay, hold on a second. Oh, okay. That's all right.
Yeah. I'm currently reading...
Grunge.
Well, Once Upon a Broken Heart by Stephanie Garber. It's Mind speaking again? It's the continuation of the Car of All series. And there's all of a sudden Mind Speaking that. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, I don't... There needs to be some other literary advice to get through
things. I think we're doing it a little too often, and I think it's a little bit of a cop-out.
It feels like it's... Yeah, it's a lazy, like, way to...
Yeah.
It's a lazy crutch.
I agree.
This one was funny to me. Colleen Hoover is actually a great author. It's just mainstream not to like her.
I'm so sorry. I don't agree.
And to be honest, I haven't read a single Colleen Hoover book.
I read Verity.
I have only seen like paragraphs and quotes, and like granted that's always taken out of context, but like I just haven't seen anything that like sparks joy for me, at least.
Yeah, I love that for anybody who loves that, but not for me, you guys.
I'll support this stance that it is always easy to hate on the people that are thriving. Like she's getting her movie deal, she's getting her bag, making her money, and like what we always say is, we're always like, good on you. Good on you.
Yeah, I don't really like,
but I don't know.
A lot of spooky stuff between couples in her book. A lot of DV, domestic violence. And I don't, that's not my bag. And I thought Verity was not
a lot of that.
Well, no, because Verity's like her only like one of her only like thriller books. And I just was kind of like, kind of for what?
Yeah.
I didn't really like it. But if you live, I'm. So
if you're Colleen Hoover stan, I apologize for that meme I posted the other day.
I don't. Okay, anyways. Do we have anything else?
I agree with this one here. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of sassy heroines.
Okay.
And this is in the same thing of like the meta that's going on in our, in not our, it's just the industry right now. of you know, the swords, the crowns, the blank of blank and blank mm-hmm. titles, and then the female heroine always using her daggers, being all I'm gonna
there's
not
a lot of
take
the same.
Any yeah, and it's cookie cutter.
Do you know what it's a little bit reminiscent of? It's a little bit reminiscent of the what's driving me and my friends always talk about this as crazy with current Disney movies, where all the like quirky princess. And I've seen people talk about this like on TikTok.
Oh, like Moana.
Everyone since Rapunzel has been a repeat of Rapunzel's quirkiness.
Because that one did so well, apparently. Right?
But Rapunzel, Anna, Moana, Asha, they all kind of give the same. Haha, did I just say that? That was weird. Which I think is the same thing that's happening in
books. I hate the hip thing.
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly.
You know what I mean?
Oh my god, I hate how
they're like, oof, that was awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I think that's what
the quirky different needs to be adjusted.
Yeah, it's the same thing that's happening in books with all the sassy.
I saw a very interesting thread, I think it was on TikTok, where it was just somebody talking about how they're tired of the female main character being like the dagger badass fighter and wanting a book where it's like the femininity being embraced as like a power and stuff like that, where like their love, caring, and healing mm-hmm. is like what makes them strong, instead of like I can beat the shit out of you with my bare hands, blah 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 blah. And they wanted to see just something different, not like mm-hmm. that's like awful in a yeah. sense, but just that like it's being done a lot right now, and I feel like we've lost the other side of it.
Right, I think it can tend to get a little pick me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a little bit, not like
not
other
every time,
girls.
But like, yeah.
Not every time by any means. But there's just, it's giving a lot. I'm not like other girls, or that's why I think I really like Aelin as a character, because Aelin, though she is, she can, I guess, sassy with her daggers, whatever, but she also loves pretty dresses and she loves to dance and she loves mm-hmm. like that kind of stuff. I think that sometimes there's this like there can be such like a rejection of femininity in these kinds of things, mm-hmm. in these kinds of books, when I'm like,
that's where like the sassy part comes out.
Right.
Like, I'm going to always clap like, back if it doesn't make sense.
You know? And I'm better than you because I don't sit around in my frilly dresses. And yeah. And it's like, but why can't we be both? Why yeah. can't there be both? Now,
there
on the flip side,
yeah.
do I think that a lot of these mailman characters are copy-paste of
absolutely.
Each other? And do I think we don't pay attention enough to that because they're hot men? Absolutely. And of course, the female character, not to get, you know, but of course we pick it out more in the female characters than mm-hmm. we do in the male characters.
They're the main character too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But a lot of these guys, I think there's a lot of, like we've just been saying this whole episode, there's a lot of copy and pasting happening throughout the industry.
Yeah.
And I think we can explore everywhere different types of heroines, different types of mailman characters, different types of romantic
mailman
leads
characters.
Male main
they
characters.
Deliver the mail. The mailman characters.
Main characters,
not to be confused with the milkman characters.
Yeah, I just think that we, well, and I'm not criticizing any one person, but I just mean we can, let's expand our horizons mm-hmm. everywhere a little bit.
This might also just be for us because we are reading a lot, either for this and just like in general. So we're seeing a lot of the same stuff when some people don't,
right.
you know, just may not read as much as we are. So our
right.
lens might just be a little bit skewed.
Yeah. But
we're seeing the problems, guys.
Yeah. And I mean, that's not saying that I don't enjoy it, what we're reading. We are. But I'm just saying, yeah, I see, but I understand it's the sassy heroine thing. I get it. Because a lot of these things are, I feel like a lot of people writing things read something that they really liked.
Yeah.
And then wrote something that is similar to that, which is so valid.
Yeah, the inspiration. You got to start
so
somewhere.
So valid.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
But just do something different.
Yeah, I just, yeah. Hmm. But I totally get what you're saying. Best.
Yeah.
This is so random. This we're finishing up.
Yeah,
but
we'll wrap up with this then, yeah?
Yeah, this is my last thing. This is what kind of inspired me to do this, is I saw a tweet that said that Throne of Glass is the same as Game of Thrones, is a ripoff of Game of Thrones.
No.
Yeah, and I was like, no, it's not. But they were like, the fandoms just don't intersect. Yes, they do. You're wrong.
Yeah, I don't. That's just somebody who doesn't. That's a hot take that's just from like either a chronically online or somebody
I
who
agree.
Just doesn't get it. If like, that's the same as saying all the fantasies are all fantasy books are the same, mm-hmm. being like, well, Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones are exactly the same. No, there are similarities and inspirations, but mm-hmm. there are such vastly different stories
Period.
Throughout that it's crazy to say that. Yeah, I get that there are dragons in both. Cool.
They're different.
The dragons are completely different in both, too. Period. It's like...
These, I agree.
Yeah. I don't... Where do you... What was similar Twitter. About Throne of Glass and Game of Thrones?
I don't know. But anyways.
The word throne is in them, I guess?
I guess. Oh. Well, that's that, everybody.
Yeah.
Those were our takes. Do you guys have any? Please let us know.
Please, absolutely comment on what we got right, what we got wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Keeps us going.
For next week?
Next
week.
Oh.
Next week. Okay.
Big news for next week, guys.
Yeah. So you do it.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, you do it.
For the next book that we'll be covering, we apologize because I don't think, no offense to the author and their creativity, but I don't think it's going to be very good. It is a goblin monster smut romance called Grunge.
By Roxy Collins.
By Roxy Collins.
Yeah.
And the cause of us reading this goblin romance is because we're going to have a very special guest on with mm-hmm. us next time. I don't know.
Should we just say?
Yeah.
So we're going to have Gobby the Goblin from the Renaissance Fair.
Gobby.
If you guys are familiar.
The Goblin.
Yeah, he's going to be here with us talking mm-hmm. about this goblin
saw
romance.
Saw that green little gremlin wobbling around, screeching.
Well, that he's going to be right here with
He'll
us.
He'll be sitting right down over there.
Or somewhere around here.
And we're going to be talking about the nuances of goblin representation in literature.
Yep.
So it'll be a little bit different. So bear with us while
we'll
do that.
We'll see how that is. So if you want to read along, read Grunge by Roxy Collins.
It's going to be a choice.
It's going to be something.
It's going to be, we'll see.
All right,
Come
everybody.
Back for the vibes, guys.
Well, thank you for listening.
See you next time.
Later.
Bye.
Okay, you're taller than me. Happy now. That's crazy. Now let go of my arm. You're hurting me.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.